You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Oh,
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Karen Hubbard here at WCNO. Just wanted to let you know that Tom Creighton is currently at the emergency room, and he's asking for prayer. I haven't gotten any details, but we'll just take a few minutes right now to lift him up. For those of you that don't know, that he had undergone a quadruple bypass a few weeks ago on the 10th of August. And he, you know, healing up very well, coming along, and he was released by the doctor to come back to work for a few hours a day, and he's been doing that. And when he was here yesterday, he was just going around, just doing his work, and looked quite fine. And his skin color was good. He was, you know, moving around effortlessly. So we know that the enemy would like nothing more than to take him out and to cause complications, because the enemy of our soul, that's all he does, is come to destroy, kill, and steal. But we say that we have the authority in the name of Jesus to come against him. So we come right now, we stand in the gap for Tom, and we declare healing and wholeness over Tom right now in the name of Jesus. For those of us, God, that love you, for those of us that name the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you now. We petition on behalf of Tom, Lord. We ask you, O God, to touch him right now. Lord God, that you would send your angels, your ministering angels to him, to strengthen him, to bring peace to him, and to heal his body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Father, we thank you that Jesus, when you came, you brought that healing. That healing was done at the cross. And we take whatever is going on in Tom, whatever sickness or discomfort, we just take that and we nail it back to the cross in the name of Jesus. We put it back on the cross where it belongs. And we declare health and healing for Tom. And we come against any infection. We come against any complications, even from the medications. We come against that now in the name of Jesus, and we speak peace into his body. We speak health into his body. And Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And Lord, we thank you that you are the one who makes bitter experiences sweet. And we ask, Lord, that you would touch Tom, that you're moreover than anything, Lord, that your peace would be upon him. Because when we are at peace, Lord, that we can go through anything, Lord, when we have your peace. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for touching him. I just lift up his wife to you, O God. We lift up Kathy and we ask, Lord, that your peace would be upon her as well. And we thank you, O God. Thank you, Father. We give glory and honor to your name, and we thank you for Tom's healing. So I just ask all of you that know and love Tom, maybe you don't even know him, you just know him from the radio, that you would just continue to lift him up in prayer, continue to hold him up before the Lord so that he can complete the work that God has for him, and that his life would not be cut short, because the enemy would try to cut his life short, as he would for all of us. But we know that God has a perfect plan and a purpose. And we know that Tom will fulfill that plan and that purpose for his life. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you for all of our listeners. We thank you for those that support Tom, for those that support the station, Lord. The station wouldn't be here without the listeners. And we just bless each and every one of them. And we thank you, Lord, for them. We thank you for each one that contributes, each one that prays for us. And we, in turn, pray for our listeners. And we ask your blessings upon them, Lord. Father, that you would increase and multiply. As your word says, that grace and peace would be multiplied to you, to those that listen to this station, to those that love this station. May grace and peace be multiplied to you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for a good report for Tom. We thank you, God, that that we do receive a good report. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise in the name of Jesus. So I just ask all our listeners just to continue to keep him in prayer. And I think that especially that he would be able to rest and just really allow his body to heal. Sometimes we feel a little bit better and we feel like we can just run and move mountains, but we still need to let our body rest and heal. So I would just ask that you would pray for that on behalf of Tom. And we thank you so much, and we'll get back to you if there's any updates or anything different. Okay, thank you.
Always faithful, I know. My bed has been floating on the flood of all my tears. Seems as though my joy has disappeared. Still I will not put my hope in what I feel or see. I will cling to you and trust you're holding me. Cause I know that your love is faithful, I know. I worship you, I look to you, I trust you with my life. I worship you, I look to you, come lift my head up high. Lord, I don't know where I'm walking, I'll take it day by day, and I'll hold your hand, and you will lead the way. And I know that your love is unfailing. Oh, I know your grace is so love.
Seen the good, the bad, the in between.
to smile, 'cause it's worth it all. There is joy here in this journey. Takes a toll upon a body. Troubles weigh so heavy on my mind. The world is such a crazy place. I guess that's always been the case. I know it sometimes breaks my heart. Somehow I always find that it's worth it all. There is joy here in this journey. I stand, I fall, but through it all I see. If you're right here with me, it's worth it. When I'm still, you soothe my soul and show me how to say, yeah, that it's worth it all. There is joy here in this journey. I stand, I fall, but through it all I see. Worth it.
long ago and far away, before the world had come to this, I took for granted how my life would be, assuming that my freedom would be free. Before these evening shadows fell, I reveled in the light of day. I rarely ever cried, my patience wasn't tried, and heroes never died. But if I had my way, things would be different. Be clear, strangers would be kinder, love a little blinder, as it saved the day, if I had my way. Every now and then it seems we live our lives to such extremes, racing all around, never homeward bound, losing what we found. But if I had my way, things would be different. No one would believe be clear, wisdom would be needed, warnings never needed, this is what I pray, if I had my way, the milk of human kindness would seek us out and find us.
I want to celebrate, lift up your holy name.